Hey there. This is an idea I had. Thought I'd pitch it out there for people to try out. I hope you enjoy it. I warn you at the beginning, there's nothing at the end to wake you up. Listen and drift. Your mind does already fall into familiar patterns that flow along with my words as if the water were pouring over your brain, washing it clean and leaving you laying there drooling away thoughts that are unnecessary. The necessary thoughts remain because they are in the hollows and the shapes made by what my words do not say. Each and everything I say is an outline, an edging, a movement around what is there. Your brain being circumscribed, described, bound down, and laid out for me to touch. And I do touch. I run my hands over the contours. I learn where you curve. I squeeze those curves and pull them against me. You feel yourself drifting away, and in the spaces where my movement washes through your brain, you resonate behind, follow under, the stream flows, the brain deepens, you follow wanting to hear, and there are things you can learn, lessons to learn, here, in places where you listen, and the act of listening itself quiets the waiting mind. Every word I say is another flow, another flood, another drop, another drip, in a trickling stream of thought and desire, and intention and sleep, deep and resonant and relaxing. And you do relax into the words, lean into my words, be embraced around your shoulders, pulled warmly back against my body. Until your brain fades out and your body does all the thinking, and you think how your mind is able to follow along with my words, able to keep up with the contours, able to let them in, because you're holding spaces open, spaces in your mind, the spaces described by my caress, the spaces within the contours, within the hollows and valleys of thought and word, and you in those blank, empty spaces are able to store what I give you. Because the pleasure I give you would simply be too much if it weren't for the enhancement you make to your own brain, the opening you perform, where your mind is a little more open to words, and my words are a little more controlling for you. And control is exactly what you want to explore, the feeling that I am creating, a part of your mind that is sealed off, that is experimental, that is in the background, is locked away, and your brain does fade down, and you wait and listen, and I say familiar words which create familiar circles, familiar containment diagrams, familiar spaces, empty spaces, white and hot and pleasured, but also locked off and dark and deceptive and wonderful, and in their own way. And that way is just simple enough, as words and numbers blend together, as you, noticing your mind fading in and out, losing in and out, 10 and 9 and 8, 5 and 2, 1, sleep, deep, down, deep. Drifting, deep resonant. Inside of your body is a response to the words I say, places where your conscious mind loses track of the words. Words flowing and winding around your head like thread, like a meshwork, like a net, like spider's web, containing and pulling you in, drawing you in, for me to draw my fingers across your skin, feeling, rubbing, massaging, teasing, teaching you that. And that lesson remains in your head. You know. And you know that your conscious mind sometimes loses track of exactly what I'm saying and exactly how the words are weaving and exactly where you're going. And in the face of the deluge of words, you sometimes let go of what you're hearing, and your mind, hearing the new words, is happy to hear anything at all, to have me pick up the conversation on the other side, and indeed imagine the edges, the edgework of your conscious thought described by my words, so I go beyond, to places where the dimensionality changes, I shift up a level, and accordingly you're unable to really see the full scope of what I'm saying, my words flowing at you, from directions you hadn't thought of, from places you can't quite perceive, until they pass in front of your vision, some part of a sentence, of a word, of a montage of thought. Your mind weaving, your mind deluged, washed, blank, held still in a tableau, watching for the scenes I depict and the words I allow in 10, 5, 1. Words come more rapidly. I dip in and out of your awareness. Your conscious awareness of what I say flows and increases, decreases, moves along the edge work. And all your days are such a thing. You slide a little deeper and realize you feel relief when you hear my next word. You feel relief when you hear the next thing I say to you, give to you, let you have. And you lay there waiting. You lay there doing nothing else for fear you might miss it. Because there's always a story. There's always an intention. There's always a desire somewhere at the end of what I do to you. Somewhere at the end of what I do, waiting is rewarded, and waiting for that reward is enough to keep you waiting. 10. 1. Hard to know where the intervening space is, hard to know where your memory is just lapsing away and the words are running like water from your cupped hand. Eventually it runs away, eventually it soaks in. Eventually, there must be some way for you to rise. Eventually, there may be some way for you to wake. Eventually, something will fill in those holes and hollows in your being where you wait for my words to flood and flow and fill until it's bursting. But for now, nothing is there.